This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning to you and welcome in Grant and Danny. 106.7 The Fan, a Brendan D'Artom Daily production. September's 28 days old, which means it's my older brother Sean's birthday, so happy birthday
happy
to
birthday.
Him.
Happy birthday!
Big guest list for you today. We're excited about this.
Huge.
One of our favorite NFL guests, Ross Tucker, is on the show at 11:30. We'll go around the league with him. Dan Fouts is a Pro Football Hall of Famer. He is on the call of Steelers-Ravens this weekend. We will have him on the show at 12:30, and we will help get you ready for the fantasy football week four ahead with our buddy Andy Behrens of Yahoo Sports. At 1 o'clock, they are all on the program today. Going to be very exciting, but not as exciting as the announcement we will make at 10:30.
It's a fun one for your boys, I would say, right?
This is really cool. It involves the Washington Nationals and the playoffs. That's all I'll say.
That's a good tease.
It involves the Washington Nationals and the playoffs, and we will make that announcement in 26 minutes. If you are a baseball fan, if you are a Nats fan, if you enjoy the DC Quick Pitch and or Grant or Danny, you absolutely want to listen to the show bottom of the hour. That's all we'll say for now.
That's what we'll say. That's a good thing.
Let's launch into the program with the A topic, which is the NFC East. There are three teams that are 2-1. I was thinking about this last night, Danny. I was at the Caps game watching preseason hockey. And by the way, the Capitals looked really bad last night.
They looked horrendous. But you look great on television, right there, freeze frame, right in front of Brooks Orpik, who's throwing hands. Grant Paulson is this close to being in the fight, just separated by glass.
It was the closest I've ever been to a hockey fight. Literally, they're leaning up against the glass. I could show you my Snapchat. You can see their breath against the glass in front of me. If you want to check out the picture of me sitting there staring at Brooks Orpik trying to throw fists, it was one of the worst hockey fights I've ever seen in my life, by the way. Just a couple of older guys that are just leaning on each other, tired and yelling at each other. You can look at my tweet, at Grant H. Paulson. I grabbed a picture someone tweeted me and put it out. But that said, I had a fun night. But as I'm sitting even at the Caps game last night, someone comes up to me and they go, hey, NFC East better than people thought it was going to be. I thought, well, preseason, a lot of people said the division was going to be good. The Giants were the
team. Because we thought the Giants were going
to
be factual.
Supposed to be right there with the Cowboys. But the Redskins at 2-1. Better record than people would have anticipated, I think, right now. Certainly a better win that they're coming off of. The Eagles have been the surprise in the division. And the Cowboys have been kind of who they were supposed to be, sans that game against Denver. So why not rank those three teams that are 2-1, first, second, and third right now? The Giants, a distant last-place team for the moment. But of the three clubs tied for first, how should we sort out the NFC East? We can give you an opportunity to jump in, if you'd like, on the phones at 800-636-1067.
So you could look at this a number of ways. Who's played the best so far? If they played this Sunday, who would win? Whatever criteria you want to use. And that's where I'm going with this. The losses that the teams in this division have experienced, not New York Giants division, because they lost to everybody, and they look awful, and I'm sure they'll get right very soon and all of a sudden be a threat and be dangerous, which is really annoying. I wish someone would just step on their neck. Anyway, those other three teams. The Cowboys have lost at Denver. There is no shame in losing at Denver because, A, their defense is great. B, you can't breathe because the stadium is really high. I don't know if you've ever heard that. The Philadelphia Eagles went to Kansas City and gave Kansas City everything they could handle and then lost. And then the Redskins, in turn, lost to those Eagles. There's no, oh, man, is that a bad loss, among the bunch. So I kind of threw out what the losses to each other meant, if that makes any sense. These losses, like who had the worst one. I don't think anybody had a bad loss in the group. The next layer is who's playing the best football. And to me, this is narrowly between the Cowboys and Eagles. I would say Dallas, after what they did this past weekend, just sort of leaning on and pushing and constantly now with the emergence of DeMarcus Lawrence, getting after people. Defensively, Dallas is better than you think. They still have the recipe. They are still the class of this division. I've seen those hot flashes from Philadelphia before and watched them cool off. They've started out really, really well, and they're good. They're a force to be reckoned with in this division. I narrowly give this to Dallas because Dak Prescott's playing good football.
Really?
They're winning with defense in addition to that running game that really hasn't gotten on track yet.
But the Eagles' only loss was by 7 to the best team in football. We both put the Chiefs.
Totally true.
Number one in our power rankings yesterday. The Cowboys lost by 25 points to an inferior team.
Totally true.
So the way I did this was I thought, who's got the best win, who's got the worst loss? I wanted that to be a factor. Similar thinking to what you were just saying. Believe it or not, the Redskins have the best win of either of these three teams. They do.
That's true.
The Eagles have beaten Washington on the road and the Giants at home. The Cowboys have beaten the Giants at home and the Cardinals on the road. Neither of those teams as of right now looks like it will or can make the playoffs. The Redskins have beaten the Rams, who are upstart 2-1 and have actually been very good in their two wins. And the Raiders, the best of any of the teams that any of the three teams in the East have beaten. So I think that Redskins 17-point win over the Raiders, nationally televised game on Sunday Night Football, is easily the best win of any team in the NFC East so far this season. And I don't even think it's close, so I give them credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now you get into worst loss. Who has had the worst loss of any of the NFC East teams? I also think that's probably the Redskins, to be honest with you. The Eagles' only loss, as I mentioned, was to the Chiefs. There is no harm, no foul there.
Right.
You lost to a great
team.
It
was impressive, man.
The Cowboys played a terrible game against Denver, but Denver's probably a playoff team and very likely a 10 or so win team. That's their only loss. The Redskins' only loss was a division game. Yes, we're talking about the Eagles being pretty good, but by 13, and it was closer than that. Remember that fluky non-fumble that was ruled a fumble that was returned for a touchdown by Fletcher Cox? It was actually more like a 23-17 loss.
It was a one-score game, and the Redskins were driving with a chance to tie or take the lead.
But I think of the three losses that all three of the teams in the NFC East we're talking about have suffered, the worst of the three teams that you've lost to is Philadelphia. So the Redskins, the pendulum swings back and forth here. They have the best win and the worst loss. They've been the least consistent for that reason. So I'm putting the Redskins third. The question then becomes, who's better, the Eagles or the Cowboys? I'm actually going to put Philadelphia first.
It's a reasonable argument.
And my argument for that is, not that I would say if they played the Cowboys this coming Sunday, they would definitively beat them, but it's just based on the three games that have been played. They handled Washington, so you can't put the Redskins ahead of them, so that makes that easy.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost to a better team than the Cowboys did in a way more competitive game. They almost beat the Chiefs. They hung with them for multiple quarters, and it wasn't until the fourth that they ended up losing by 7 when they were outscored by 4. That was a 3-point game with 15 minutes left. So I have the Eagles as the best team in the East, shockingly, through three games. The Cowboys second best. The Redskins third best. Those are my rankings.
Cowboys definitely have a worse loss than do the Eagles. There's no disputing that. I saw it. They looked bad in Denver. I think a lot of teams are going to go to Denver and look bad. A, because of that defense. B, because of the adjustment to the altitude and kind of whatever else. And they had their thunderstorm. You couldn't run against them. They were surprised they had no counterpunch.
The Eagles also have a better win than the Cowboys have. That win over the Redskins.
Yes.
Better than the Cowboys beating the unbeaten Giants, or excuse me, the winless Giants, or beating an Arizona team that can't get out of its own way.
Totally true. So I'm looking at this and I go, something was extra impressive about the way Dallas did that one in Arizona. Something about DeMarcus Lawrence being unstoppable, kind of that addition. Their defense is better than you think. And last year I kept going, this is so fluky. Their defense isn't this good. I understand they're running the ball, time of possession, blah, blah, blah. Well, the longer you do something, the more it is you do. Just ask Gio Gonzalez. You know what I mean? We kept going, this isn't sustainable. Well, look up at the end of the year, his ERA is in the 2.6s. It's sustainable because he did it for an entire season. That's what Dallas is doing to me. They have allowed 62 points over the course of the year, less than Philadelphia has. Now, I know strength of schedule and opponent, that certainly matters, but that's a part of this thing. I'm more and more impressed consistently with Dallas's defense. I think if they played this weekend, talking about Philadelphia and Dallas, Dallas would win that game, and that's kind of where I'm going. That's more instinct and gut feel than it is data points, because through 3 weeks, we're doing the game of transitivity where, well, these guys beat this guy and this guy beat that guy.
Yeah.
We sound like UFC fighter comparisons at this point. So that's all we can do. But to me, I think Dallas, after that bad drubbing they took in Denver, bounced back in a way that said, hey, this is pretty impressive.
We shouldn't really probably take into account upcoming schedule, and we're ranking them right now. But just for the record,
Philadelphia's got a chance here.
Philadelphia's schedule is weaker than paper with water all over it. That's a weird analogy, but just pretend like I didn't say it. Cardinals, Panthers, Redskins, 49ers coming up. That, to me, is basically all winnable games after the Chargers. Cowboys have Rams, pretty good, 2-1. That's a game team. Now, you should beat L.A., but if they beat the Cowboys, we're talking about them as a contender all of a sudden.
Yes, I think they beat the Rams, but then go through the next part.
Then they play the Packers. They will beat the 49ers. They play the Redskins. Then they play the Chiefs and the Falcons back-to-back weeks before the Eagles. They basically have one gimme game before Thanksgiving as they're getting ready and primed to play the Chargers.
And it's out there in San Fran, so that's not the easiest thing in the world to do. But to me, Philadelphia's got a chance to make a bunch of hay where they can,
no doubt,
where they can knock down some of these opponents that are lesser and maybe not swoon in the way they did last year.
Let's open up the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines for you right now. Phone's yours. 800-636-1067. There are three teams in the East with two wins: Eagles, Cowboys, Redskins. Where do the Redskins rank in that trio? How would you slot the NFC East right now? We're Grant and Danny. Our big announcement, it involves the Nats in the playoffs at 10:30. Don't miss it right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.